It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's the weather in Beijing. Overnight lows in the lower 70s. The high tomorrow, 90. No chance of rain. But will it be a blue sky day? That's the term locals use when the pollution lifts enough so that the sky does look blue. Air quality is a big story with the Olympics opening in 1 week. To check the air right now, we're calling Ken Ron at the University of Rhode Island. He's been graphing the air particle index. It's released by Chinese officials every single day. Ken, what is the number?
Yesterday was a great day. Yesterday was the lowest it's been in quite a while. The number was 27, and it dropped from the previous day, had been up to 69. So since the 26th of July, which was the peak at almost 120, it has been dropping steadily. Now it's down into the really, really good range.
Tell me what these numbers mean, 27, 69, 120. What's the base number that is healthy?
Where it changes from the healthful range to the unhealthful range is 100, at least in the Chinese view of things. If the API air pollution index is at 100 or below, it's considered a blue sky day. It's considered to be in the healthful range. If it is above that number, then it gets progressively more unhealthy.
How would the Chinese number of 100 compare to American standards for clean air?
It's out of sight. It's really high. We have actual concentrations and standards that are somewhere like 4 or 5 times lower than that. So these are all very, very high numbers, even when they're low on the Chinese scale.
It sounds as though you could project things ahead for the beginning of the Olympics. What would you expect?
Well, it's pretty good right now, but I've just been looking at the extended forecasts for winds. And in the middle of next week, things are going to change quite radically. Around the 3rd or the 4th, the big high-pressure system from out over the Pacific is going to kick in, and that's going to produce strong winds coming over the polluted areas to the south of Beijing, and it's going to pick up a lot of pollution, and according to these forecasts, it's going to be a pretty dirty end of next week. And unfortunately, that coincides with the opening ceremonies a week from today.
Ken, these are official Chinese numbers that you're working with, and you are sitting there in Rhode Island looking at these. Are the numbers trustworthy?
I think they are. Last summer, I was in Beijing during August, and I had a chance to look at raw data that was being generated at one of the institutes there and compare them with the official daily averages that the Beijing Environmental Protection Bureau was releasing. And there was no significant difference that I could see. I don't think they're cooking the books on these numbers at all.
You have a graph. I'll note that we're going to put your graph up at npr.org. You can see it there. Listeners can follow air quality. We're going to call you back as the games approach and as they go along just to get official numbers and hear what you think the air quality there is.
Yeah, and that's a good idea because things are going to change so radically, in my view, next week. You have to almost follow it day by day.
Kenneth Ran is a professor emeritus at the Center for Atmospheric Chemistry at the University of Rhode Island, and he's a research scholar at Tsinghua University in Beijing. Ken, thank you.
Yep.